Hi, everybody. Welcome back. It has been a long time since we've been here.
Happy 2013, motherfuckers.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. It was a great fucking party on New Year's Eve. Had a blast.
So we averted the... Oh, by the way, this is Two Fat Guys Ranting. I'm Bill.
I'm Mike.
And first thing, we averted the...
I know, end of the world.
Woo! End of the world. Still here. We survived it. We do have a special guest with us tonight. He is...
Hey, what's going on? I'm Caesar.
So, we averted the end of the world. We've been gone for a couple weeks, holidays.
Oh, dude, fucking working, holiday bullshit, yep. College bowl games, all that stuff.
But now we're back and ready to start off a new year. So we're going to start off with violence in the media.
Yeah, that's going to be a topic. With that one, okay, this is going to be, we're going to go back. We stopped through the holidays, but we did have some major violent stuff that had come up. We had the shootings in Newtown, Connecticut that came out.
Yeah.
We had a massive shooting also in Colorado.
Yeah, the Colorado movie shooting that just happened again.
And we also got the one at the mall in Oregon. So we've had a lot of stuff like that. So today's topic is going to be about the violence in media, but that's also going to pertain to video games, also people getting their asses beat.
Social media. Yeah. Anything on the interweb?
Yeah, I mean, we're even talking about people getting their asses beat. Okay, that's how far back this is going to go. So... Caesar posted a video from Channel 10, which is a local news station in San Diego. Posted a guy who stole somebody's iPhone. They located the iPhone through an iPhone app, and then freaking find the dude at a local beach and pretend to whale on him. To be honest with you, I'd back him up 120%. And no
bullshit. Actually, what happened? They were tracking him since La Jolla, every time they tried to stop the guy would take off. Well, they finally caught up to him on Torrey Pines. And they approached the guy, and the guy just started swinging. Hit the dude with a rock. Well, actually, the guy who stole the phone hit the guy with a rock in the face. And then after that, they started wailing on him. And finally, he got pepper sprayed and handcuffs. Oh, and nice. After that, he was crying like a little bitch, like they all do. Yes. Point of fact, don't steal people's shit. If you don't want to get your ass beat, don't steal people's shit.
Suffer the consequences. Well,
especially nowadays. I mean, another thing on that is, the guy who stole the girl's iPhone, taking pictures of himself, posting it to what he thought was his Facebook, because the guy's an idiot, but he went to her Facebook and geotagged himself wherever he was. Needs to say the asshole got caught, but it's just stupid about how much people can just be idiots when it comes to the media nowadays. It was like, oh, they're never going to find me. You know, all this stuff.
Dude, you post a picture on Facebook, that's like public access. I mean, you're pretty much screwed.
Well, not only that, all the smartphones, all the iPads now come with a GPS tracker.
Exactly.
They come with an app called Find My iPhone, Find My iPad.
Yeah.
Hello, retards. If you don't know what you're doing, if you don't know how to reset a phone back to factory standards so you won't get tracked, you're going to get caught. Why? Because you're stupid. You have no intelligence. You're dumb.
By the way, Two Fat Guys Ranting is not endorsing stealing phones or that kind of shit. But anyway, another big thing that we've always talked about, the violent video games. And a new one that came out this holiday season was Black Ops 2. Freaking, I played it. It's a great game. Great storyline.
I mean, it's awesome.
So, you know, but again, we're adults and we're, you know... That's not that I endorse violent stuff, but video games are video games. But yeah, you go and have these kids that are 9, 10, 11, maybe younger.
Dropping the F-bomb on you.
Yeah, they do that, and they're sitting there shooting guns. And people sit there and they say that guns kill people. Okay, so Caesar was telling somebody, freaking, okay, so you're telling me the gun puts its own bullet in, and it pulls its own trigger.
And it floats by itself.
And it floats by itself. Right, and like the guy...
Wait, and don't forget, it was aimed by itself.
It chose
its target.
Yeah, it randomly picks its own target. Yeah, okay. It's computer controlled.
Well,
yeah.
Blaming a gun for killing people is like blaming a fork for making people fat.
Exactly. Well, Two Fat Guys Ranting, so I blame a fork.
But aren't you the one lifting the fork?
Yeah, true.
See?
Hiding it into your mouth.
But, I mean, people, and with all the violence that's been going on lately, people always are the first to blame the media.
But the thing is, people need to take responsibility for themselves and blame themselves, because who bought the game for their kid? They did. Who bought the gaming system for the kid? They did. The kid didn't go in there and say, hey, I want a gaming system. GameStop says, here's a free one. I don't think they do that. So the parents need to start taking responsibility for their actions instead of blame society. which is the problem today.
Oh, big problem today. I mean, people want to blame the violent video games for kids being violent. They want to blame the violent movies, the violent TV shows. All those people are doing are just playing what is up in the society now.
Look, no, well, like you said, they don't want to take blame for themselves.
No.
So they're going to try to blame, hey, well, okay, I was watching so-and-so on TV, and he showed perfectly fine going around and killing people. Okay, so how about you take responsibility for your actions, not going to blame it on Facebook or freaking any kind of social media or, you know, or movies, any of that kind of stuff. It's all you.
Well, it's like we were saying earlier. When we walk into GameStop, we see kids in there with their parents. And what do the parents do? Oh, just to get him wherever he wants. GameStop will not sell a minor a violent game.
No.
But if mommy and daddy go in there and consent it, guess what? Take the blame, parents.
Yeah.
You bought it.
Don't blame GameStop for selling your kids some M-rated game that the people drop F-bombs in, cuss, and you're not even watching and knowing what your kid is playing. Just because it's the hottest thing and all of his friends have it, you bought it for your kid.
Well, not only that, that's the babysitter now.
Yeah.
The kids don't go outside and play like we did. We don't go get scuffed up and dirty like we did. They don't fall off their bikes. No, why? Because they're sitting on their fat asses playing video games. How is it that a seven-year-old is cussing me out on Call of Duty?
Exactly.
Really? A seven-year-old?
Dropping the F-bomb. Saying, oh, you suck, you're a fucking idiot, I owned you, I schooled you, suck on my fucking teabag, bitch. I'm like, whoa, 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 where's your parents at? You talk like this? I go, it's not the media's fault, it's the parents' fault.
And you know what's bad? They talk that way to their parents. Why? Because they got liberal hippie parents that don't take control of their kids. They don't believe in disciplining their kids. You know what? If I had a kid and he acted up, guess what? I'd smack him. I wouldn't beat him. I'd smack him, like our parents did.
Oh, I got my ass beat plenty of times.
So did I.
Shoot.
You know, there's a difference between a disciplined smack and beating. Of course, beating and you know causes bruising, bleeding, unconsciousness.
Yeah.
You know, stuff that happens at a bar. But that's a different topic.
Yeah. I mean, me being a parent of two young kids, my kids, the games that they play are. Child violence, cartoon violence, anything they would see on cartoons that we grew up with.
Mm-hmm.
But my kids are out there, outside playing around. They're running around, using their imagination. I'm not letting them sit in front of a video game or a TV watching movies all the time. And when something does come up, like say something on TV and they happen to see something, they talk to me about it and I explain to them, that's fake.
Mm.
That is television. It's not okay to go out there and do that to people. You know, like when I grew up and was seeing, you know, Friday the 13th and, you know, Apocalypse Now and all that.
Great movie, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Dude, great movies. But, like, my parents pulled me aside and said, okay, this is television. This is movies. This is not everyday life.
Right.
Yeah, Apocalypse Now did depict portion of Vietnam. And, yeah, some of that stuff was true, which my dad... I mean, I grew up watching videos of my dad... back in the day, it was real old-school projector movies of my dad in Vietnam when they were taking leave, going to Australia, hunting kangaroos with M16s. And
sounds like fun.
I mean, but it was the time, and it was explained to me in context.
Right.
Now everybody's, you see all these kids going out there, and, you know, I mean, I feel bad for everybody who's lost somebody in one of these shootings and everything, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Columbine and all that. You know, it's not the music that the kids are listening to. It's not the video games that they're playing. It's not the movies that they're seeing. There's something wrong with these people.
Mm-hmm.
And we, as Americans, are the first to pass the buck to everybody else before looking at yourself in the mirror and taking responsibility for it. Now, everybody's all, oh, we need stricter gun controls. We need the... Okay, first, strict gun controls... All it's going to do is take the guns out of law-abiding citizens who know how to use a gun, who respectfully use a gun, who have training with a gun. Criminals will get a gun no matter what.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to shoot whoever the fuck they want to shoot because that's what
they do. Not only that, now up in the New York area with those idiot reporters that posted everybody's addresses of people who own guns, yeah, that just made it a whole lot harder in that area. I mean, now you got inmates using the newspapers... gun owner map to threaten guards and sheriffs. Really?
Exactly.
Look what these liberal hippies just did. And yes, I'm going to be using the word liberal hippies a lot because I can't stand them. Okay, I was in the military. I was trained how to use every single weapon. I am an avid gun owner and NRA member. I taught my sister how to shoot. I taught Mikey how to shoot, even though he can't hit the side of a barn. But I taught him gun safety. Look, a gun does not kill people. It's the idiot behind pulling the trigger. Okay, I have multiple guns. I love my guns. And I'm not going to give away my Second Amendment right because some idiots out there steal guns, take them from mommy and daddy, and just because they weren't hugged enough, they go on a shooting rampage. Look, grow a set. If you weren't hugged enough, go hug a tree. Don't take it out on the guns. And the media is the first to always jump the gun and start talking smack about guns, and then later they find out, oh, well, maybe we were wrong about the caliber.
Or, I mean, yeah, going on, we're not saying everybody out there is an idiot who shoots people. Most of them are, yes, but some of them do have deep-rooted issues that, instead of gun control, how about we put more money into mental health? You know, how about parents start spending more time with their kids instead of worrying about making money?
That's not just kids that are going out there. It's also grown adults that are going out there. Shit.
Yeah, and a lot of them do have mental issues.
Now here's a funny, like, this isn't really funny, but like, okay, so the Colorado shooting back, you know, earlier last year, or late last year, with the Dark Knight Rises movie, he actually went to school. And so also he doesn't have mental health issues. He graduated. He did all his shit. But yet you're going to go in there. He tells the cops, so yeah, I booby-trapped my apartment and I got makeshift napalm in there.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, yes, we do. I mean, especially when you watch, and this would be a reference for a lot of people, but yeah, when you go and you see like Batman movies, you see the criminals that, you know, look like they're disturbed, but yet smart as shit. Okay, and then you got the kid in Newtown, Connecticut, went to mom's house, or lived with mom, took mom's guns, killed his own mother, turned out and shot defenseless children and a couple teachers.
With handguns.
With handguns. Not assault rifles.
He did not have an assault rifle. He had a .223 caliber bolt action gun in the car, which he never took out. He shot them all with a Glock and a SIG handgun.
But yet, all politicians are concerned about are assault rifles. Like, that's the one that's going around killing people.
Because they are scary looking. Look at this hypocrite Senator Dianne Feinstein, Democrat, representing the state of California. She's trying to ban every single gun, take away concealed weapons permits, everything. But yet the hypocrite herself is a concealed weapon holder. She owns guns, and she's surrounded by armed guards. What makes her more special than me, Mike, or Bill here? Nothing, other than the fact that she got elected to a public office. Position by us, the people. Guess what? It's time for us, the people, to take control back of our country. Get these fucking old bats out of Congress, out of Senate, and start putting in people that actually think. Don't take away my gun rights because you got some idiots out there that can't control. Oh, by the way, drunk drivers kill more people than guns do. Are we banning alcohol? Are we banning guns? No.
Are we banning cars?
No.
Yeah.
Because technically, the car is the tool that killed the person. Right. The drunk driver was the person operating it, such as the criminal who shot people are the ones who operate the handgun.
Right.
The handgun, the firearm is just a tool. That's all it is. It takes somebody to operate it.
Now, yes, okay. Maybe a little stricter, you know, laws about obtaining a gun. But don't make it impossible because, you know, us, the good citizens, you know, we deserve our rights just because some idiot over there can't control it. Okay, felons are going to get guns no matter what. Whether we have, you come and take all our guns away. Guess what? Felons are still going to get guns. Felons are still going to control the streets. Look what's going on in Australia. They did a total ban control down there. They took everybody's weapons. And guess what? Now criminals have the balls to break into people's houses in midday while they're there, tie them up, do whatever they want to them. Why? Because they know they have no way of defending themselves. Is that where we're going to, America? Where criminals are going to control this country? That's what it seems like. That's what it seems like the government wants. They don't protect us. They protect the goddamn criminal. What's up with that?
Yeah.
I totally agree.
Oh, I agree with that completely. I mean, everybody's looking to pass the buck to somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
I mean... I just read this article today about Gifford.
Her husband's pushing for, yeah, I saw
okay, today. But he's pushing for responsible gun control.
Right.
Not banning guns, but a responsible gun control act that talks about, you know, enough of this. Okay, we're going to ban every gun from everybody. No. We need to have responsible acts in place so that people who are purchasing guns, A, have to take firearm classes.
Right.
But they already do that in California.
But not in Arizona, not all nationwide.
Well, that's because they grew up on guns.
Exactly.
They grew up on responsible. Their parents taught them as a young age where they owned a little .22 rifle how to properly fire the gun, how to clear it, how to maintain it, what not to do it, how you don't point at people with it. People like Arizona, Louisiana, Texas, Arkansas, those people grew up on guns. They don't need stricter gun control. Why? Because they already know how to use them. Only retards like in California, Illinois, New York, who didn't grow up around guns, people stab themselves with knives every day. Because they don't know how to use a damn knife. So
that's why we're getting everybody sports now.
So, you're going to take away knives too? Come on now.
Yeah.
The solution is not taking away things. It's properly educating people. In the state of California, in order to buy a handgun, you have to go through a course. Why? Because it charges you money. Because the state of California, even though they don't like guns, they still got to make their profit off of it. Okay, how is it that a PMAG, a plastic polymer magazine for an AR weapon or M4, used to cost between $9 to $18 at most, now run between $55 and $100? Why? Because of this whole ban thing. Is it because the government needs to make money? Is that why you're doing it? You're scaring everybody? Hell, you already raised our goddamn taxes. How much more money do y'all want? How about we take control of our government, get rid of all them idiots that are up there because obviously they're making our country worse, and we put responsible people in there that are going to take back our country, bring back our finances and jobs instead of worrying about gun control. Gun control is the least of our problems here.
I agree with Caesar on that one.
I agree with that.
Why is the federal government and state governments more concerned about gun control or banning an assault rifle or anything for that matter? More than the economy, which brings in money, which creates jobs. But let's focus more on guns. I like talking about guns more than I want to focus on the economy.
No.
But I mean, it's true, though.
They talk about guns and all the quote-unquote hot-button issues out there when society says, oh, this is a tragedy. Oh, we're going to talk about that to hide the fact that they're not doing anything about the economy, about building jobs, about rebuilding this country. Right. They're going to talk about, yes, gun control, because everybody's talking about it because of the shootings.
Right, you know, the fun thing about it, the media only portrays the bad things that happens with guns. They never put on the good stuff, like this young Georgia mother who was in her house while this guy was breaking in.
Yeah, I saw that.
She put her kids up in a crawl space, and she had her 38 revolver. Granted, 38 revolver is an old police gun. It'll still do damage. Well, this guy breaks into her house. She has twins with her. She shoves them into the crawl space. The guy breaks into the house, begins ransacking it. He walks upstairs, opens the closet door. Guess what? She's in there with her kids. She fired 6 shots at the motherfucker.
And
hit him in the face and in the neck. And then he tried to get away in his car and crashed. And then he begged for mercy to the cops to save his life.
Yeah. The funny thing I thought about that, how come they asked them she only fired 6 shots? Because when she pulled the trigger the 7th time, it went click. And that was defending her and her own.
Okay, so there you go. So she gets off. That's fine. Here in California, you do that, you go to jail.
Oh.
And the criminal wins. What the fuck?
Well, in California, if a criminal breaks into your house and gets injured, he can sue you for his injuries.
Because this is the hippie liberal state of California where the criminal wins and the hardworking person doesn't. I'll tell you what, you break into my house, guess what? You got to get through 2 big dogs. If you get through 2 big dogs, guess what? You got to get through my arsenal. And when I do shoot you, I'm going to give you the option of which caliber you want to die by. Because I'm not going to give you the option of a quick death. I'm going to let you choose which caliber. Because why? Because you're a piece of shit. You want to break into my house because you're too lazy to go get a job because you're on fucking welfare living the life off my fucking money? How is it that I'm a fucking veteran, but yet I can't get assistance? I have to bust my ass for what I have. But yet you're a fucking welfare recipient who's been on there because you're too fucking lazy to work. But yet you get all the perks? Really? How about you go get a fucking job, you lazy bum?
Well, I mean, criminals nowadays, they don't fear the penal system.
No.
And except in Arizona.
And in Texas.
Yeah. Arizona, they live in tent camps. They have to wear...
Pink underwear?
Pink underwear, pink clothes. Yeah, they're working out there because the sheriff out there says they're here to serve their time for the community.
And they don't get cable TV.
No, they don't get... Okay. Well, no.
They get TV, but it's on a certain channel.
It's on Disney Channel and the Weather Channel. Yeah. Just because they're going to watch wholesome television while they're in there and also see how hot it is on the days they're going to be working. But, now, in Arizona, people fear.
Oh, yeah.
They don't want to go to jail. They don't want to wear that pink jumpsuit seen on the side of the road, bring, you know, chain gangs are back there and everything, you know? But here in California... We got club feds where they get full workout, full cable TV. They sit there. They're not really doing...
They get 3 meals a day. Yeah. Showers. Which,
I mean, I don't mind providing the basic assistance for somebody, but what happened to the days of them serving society? Being put away, you know, living off society's
like,
time,
we're talking,
is not turning it back
like,
around.
Let's talk like, okay, like Folsom Prison still does to this day, still does, you know, the license plate stamping, still.
Yeah.
Okay. Alcatraz was the same way. Alcatraz did not have cable TV. They had a rec yard and they had the workshops. Okay? Eastern State Penitentiary in Philadelphia. Same thing. Old school, no cable TV. They had their necessities, their cells, and their jobs. That's it. Not spending 6 hours in the yard, busting reps, talking with your homies, and walking laps and all that shit.
Yeah.
You do your time.
There's no rehabilitation anymore. They're not getting... Most people in jail are recurrent, especially prison, are reoccurring offenders. A, because they've been in there long enough that they've gotten used and they need that institutionalized lifestyle, right. You know, where they don't have to worry about where their meal is going to come from, you know, what they have to do. You know, they get up, they go do their thing and that. They don't have to worry about a job anymore, which I think is bullshit. I mean, they have to sit there and if you're serving time... For something you did against against society, you should be providing something back to society. They should be, okay, like, I see people on the side of the road who got speeding tickets, picking up trash.
Yeah.
Okay, what about the person who robbed, you know, a 7-Eleven and killed people? You know, he's sitting up in prison working out. How is that serving society? Taking him out of society? No, he should be providing a service to us.
Back in the days when prisons were prisons, we're talking about like they were making like 5 cents an hour, you know.
That was 34.
But
yeah,
But they were also out there working on the roads, working in the fields, in the forest.
Dude, get rid of Caltrans and put fucking federal inmates back out there and do the job that somebody else can't do. And pay those guys cheaper. Maybe we'd have some extra money to take care of some stuff, other than worry about banning guns shit.
Well, no, because then that's taking away a job from somebody who wants to do that job. Okay,
then they can supervise, but you know, whatever.
But they can go out there, and they can pick up the trash on the side of the roads. They can go out there... with the forestry department and clear the back areas during, you know, to prevent forest fires.
Okay,
and
now
all
check
that.
This out. Now, we're speaking of that. So, in Tehachapi, there's a prison, the federal prison up at Tehachapi, which is cool. Now, those inmates are certified by the state of California to work with Cal Fire, which I think is fucking phenomenal. That's great. Those guys are providing a service for people in Tehachapi and helping them out. That's fine. I agree with you. They need to go out and do something like that. You know, let's, you know, for one, now we can turn violence, period. I mean, that would get her so much shit taken care of. And then, but also, like you're saying, like, Caesar is saying about taking, you know, using our tax money and to house these guys with cable television, you know, working out, doing all that's fucking crap.
Yeah.
It's retarded.
I mean, and most of them aren't being, like, if they don't have an education, they're not forced to get their education. They're not forced to learn a trade. You know? That's why most of them turn around and go back in there, because they have nothing else to do.
Right.
And then society is like, oh, our prison our prison system is failing. No, it's society failing the prison system. Because everybody says, oh, we can't make them do that. Yes, we can.
Okay.
They broke a law. They lose all their rights. So guess what? You go out, you rob a bank, you rob somebody, you shoot somebody, you know? You're going to turn around and pay that back. You know?
Eye for an eye.
Well, no, I'm not saying an eye for an eye, like go out and just kill somebody, you know. Yeah, even though I do believe that in some circumstances, you know, it's not right for everything. But you know what? Society is not taking responsibility. We're trying to pass a buck on something else.
Right.
You know, the news media. Oh, the news media doesn't cover good things that happen.
Of course not.
They're always showing the bad stuff.
But it's about ratings.
Well, yeah. And so society is now blaming, oh, well, if that's what the media is showing, then it's the media's fault. Well, no, the media is showing that because when the media shows some heartwarming story, guess what? People change the channel. So it's not the media's fault, it's society's fault. It's people's fault.
Okay.
People not taking responsibility what's going on in the world.
Here's another thing about people taking responsibility. Okay, so the state of California is trying to ban a breed of pit bulls. Okay, now, again, that goes back to the gun control and all that stuff. And I'll say, you're saying that freaking my pit bull is going to go out there and freaking attack somebody.
No, mine would lick you to death.
Exactly. Okay, so people are like, it's not, again, it's not the breed, it's not the dog, it's the owner. Just like the gun, it's not the gun.
Just like the kids.
Yes, it's like the kids.
Yes.
It's not the, yes, the kids go out and do all this stuff,
but
it's not the parents' fault. It's not the kids' fault entirely because the parents aren't there teaching kids anymore right from wrong. Kids are learning right from wrong from their friends who, again, aren't having parental supervision, you know, who parents don't know where their kids are every night doing and who they're hanging out with. They're letting their friends go out, go to the mall, whatever, do whatever the fuck they want just to get them out of the parents' hair. Yeah, and the parents like, oh, I'm a parent, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, we know it. You're not a good parent if you don't know what your kids fucking do. If you don't know what's going on in your kid's life, yeah, like, my parents never knew everything that was going on in my life growing up, but you know what? They were still involved. I turned out pretty well. You know, I didn't go out there and shoot up everybody, you know, when I had a bad day, when I was angry. Because you know why? Because my parents taught me, okay, this is what happens when you shoot somebody with a gun. You know, you end somebody's life. Nowadays, kids see, you know, kids are out there playing these violent video games, and they're, oh, well, they can respawn. Why? Because the parents aren't telling the kids, that's just a video game. That's not real life. You know?
Right.
It's not okay to go up to somebody and drop the F-bomb on them, you know, because you did well. You
right.
know?
Right.
The kids learn that because they see parents watching video games.
Right.
Getting angry in a car, dropping the F-bomb left and right because the parents are angry. The parents aren't, you know, watching what they're doing. You know, so the kids will see a proper example. No.
Right.
The parents are doing whatever they're forgetting about that they have kids in their car at a young age, you know. They're not teaching them right from wrong anymore.
Right.
They're relying on the media. And then they blame the media for showing all this violent stuff. Why? Because that's what people want. People want the violent stuff. They don't want the good stuff.
No. No. And if one thing I think is pretty funny, there are times where media will actually show, and they'll fair warn to people, like, this video has violent graphic stuff. Okay, so fucking why show it, right? I mean, if it's that violent, and you're saying that this is a graphic material, then why fucking waste your fucking 30 seconds air time to put that shit on TV? Only because people, oh, dude, fuck yeah, you know, I'm totally down. I want to see that.
It's the car accident. When you see a car accident on the road, on the side of the road, everybody rubbernecks to look at it,
right?
You know, because we want to see, ooh, what happened, you know. Okay, but yet, we're not going to look at somebody helping some old lady across the street.
Of course not.
We're going to get annoyed that that person is helping that old lady across the street because it's taking up our time.
Right.
Because we have to wait now to make our turn for that old lady to get up on the curb, that good Samaritan, it's not, oh, hey, that guy's doing a good job. He's helping her across.
Right.
No. I mean, growing up, living here in San Diego growing up most of my life, you know, yeah, we locked our door, but you know what? I got to play past, you know, like, when the lights came on at night, We had to be around the house or be inside the house.
I live in my house that I grew up in now, okay? And when I grew up out here, I had friends out here. We were out there till 10, 30, 11 o'clock at night, even on a school night. But we're out fucking riding our bikes, you know, playing the fucking Cop and Roberts type thing, whatever. You know, and it was safe at that time. Now it's like, as soon as the sun goes down, the freaking prison doors get shut, the roll downs come down, you know, and then the alarms come on. But I mean...
But that's where we come back while saying about the people taking back the city. People are too scared or they don't want to get involved anymore. Like helping somebody cross the street. Parents don't teach that anymore. It's all about them. It's all about the kid. It's all about me. You know what?
Here's a prime example. Caesar had a shop downtown, okay? And we made freaking all kinds of cinnamon rolls every day, and we had dozens left over. No, we didn't just fucking be like Starbucks or other places and just in the trash. That's money. I mean, that's stuff that's coming out of the store's pocket or his pocket, whoever's pocket. Yeah, he goes around and he drives all the hot spots where homeless people are. I'm like, here's some freaking cinnamon rolls. You know, of course, I go to town on that shit, you know, but that, again, that's something that nobody knew what was going on because we're more focused about, you know, the violence and whatever else is going on.
But even if the news heard about that and did a piece on it, that'd be a 30-second blurb as opposed to... The drunk driver who... Even if he didn't, the drunk driver who just hit a parked car would get more coverage and more attention than Caesar going out, giving out cinnamon rolls to homeless people.
Right.
You know, that would have normally gone to waste.
Yeah, it would have.
You know, that would have gone in the trash. See, people don't want to hear about that. People want to hear about, oh, that drunk driver. Oh, where? Oh, somebody got hurt. Oh, okay. Most people watch NASCAR. Why? For the crashes.
Oh, fuck yeah. It's only
they're not going to watch 4 hours of people making left-hand turns, you know, and be like, oh, damn, those guys are doing some good driving. No, they watch and they're like, oh, psh, the crash. Football. People don't
wait for the collision. Yeah. That's what you're waiting for. Okay, no, that's wrestling is another one. Okay, I grew up on it. I grew old school. We're talking Andre the Giant, freaking old school. And now we're going to the stuff today. You know, some of these wrestlers are getting beat up and whatnot. And you have these kids going out doing the same. What they're seeing on TV.
Okay, well, no, ECW, the Extreme. When blood, okay, when somebody got hurt way back in the day during Hulk Hogan, like on his steel cage match, people were like, ooh.
And that was legit. Now everybody's pushing for it together.
Yeah, now everybody wants to see somebody get hurt. They want to see somebody get busted open.
It's because society's gone backwards.
Yeah, we are.
We haven't evolved. We're devolving.
Exactly. We're going back to the Roman gladiator days, throwing Christians to the lions.
We're going
to
start going back to freaking burning fire, you know, making fire with sticks. I mean, it's retarded. It really is. It's really just fucking stupid.
And the crazy thing is, it's all a vicious circle. It's people want to blame the media. The media wants to blame the people, and the people don't want to take responsibility because they want to go back and blame the media. Now, very few there are media stories out there that say, okay, well, where were the parents on this?
You know?
But you know what? That media coverage doesn't get all the air. It's the people out there who want to go in and interview somebody when they're crying, when they're trying to heal after this, you know, and then push the blame on the guns or the violent music violent movies that the person
just
did.
Recently here was probably 2 weeks ago that lady that was killed in Lemon Grove. I mean, you know, I don't know the whole story. I know they started at a bar together and they said they went separate directions. Okay, but again, we don't know what the whole story behind that was. But again, it's. They have, every time I log on to my news apps on either on my phone or whatever it may be, that's the first fucking story that pops up. Not in the little tiny corner down here, there's a story about, oh, it's about the San Diego Unified School District. And, oh, okay, there was a wedding that was destroyed by a balloon that crashed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
okay. But, yeah, top corner, boom, there's fucking like five main slots page. Just for that one stupid story.
Main page is all about this. All about... Well, I mean, okay, back to the violent media. The number one thing tweeting on Twitter right now, the number one hashtag, is young girls cutting themselves and taking pictures just because Justin Bieber
is smoking weed. Was hot smoking weed. I saw that.
Okay, now Justin Bieber, the least violent person out there in his portrayal, minus his video of girlfriend where he supposedly gets beat up for loving this girl and coming from the wrong side of the track. Whoever would believe Justin Bieber is from the wrong side of the track.
First of all, why the fuck would you watch that video?
I got nieces. I don't get what that. I got nieces.
I thought she was all about that Cody Simpson dude. Now
well, but that was the hot video. She started to get back into him for a second. And so I saw that video.
For a second?
Yeah. And then and now she's over him and she's into One Direction.
Oh my God.
Okay, so I'm waiting for media spin to somehow blame Justin Bieber and him smoking weed for all these girls cutting themselves.
They already have. And what's funny, one of my nieces posted on Facebook today, she liked the status saying, "Why Justin posted something about friggin', why is it wrong for me to smoke weed or like that.
No, how does me smoking weed affect you?
That's what it was, yeah.
Really? I mean, do you really think Justin Bieber cares about his fans? He cares about the money his fans bring in. You really care that some little girl is cutting herself because over a dude?
Because Justin Bieber smoking weed.
Okay, Justin Bieber doesn't.
Dude, that's like me going around cutting myself because freaking Garth Brooks doesn't perform country music anymore. I mean, like, what the fuck?
But the thing is, society is gonna push the blame on Justin Bieber for smoking weed. I don't give a fuck if he smokes weed or not. But once you're a celebrity, you do have to realize you become a role model. And you do have, like, back in the day.
And a lot of times, a lot of celebrities say, I don't want that responsibility. You know what, motherfucker? You make that movie. My kid became a fan.
You wanted to be a celebrity.
Well, speaking of celebrities, like, you got all these celebrities talking against guns. But yet, 95% of those celebrities are talking against gun control. Come out in violent movies, a.k.a. Jamie Foxx. I can't stand Jamie Foxx because he is a hypocrite. How are you going to sit there and collect millions out of Django
Unchained, or any other action flick he's done?
How about this? You're so against gun violence? How about you donate those millions that you earned to the victims of Colorado or Connecticut?
Yeah.
How about you set up a fund?
Yeah, use a fund for mental health. Because, you know, these people are doing things for a reason.
Right.
But you want to know why he won't do it? Because those are in his pocket. So he can go buy another Ferrari. So he can go buy another Porsche. Exactly. So he can go get into another scandal.
Tax write off anyway. You can get that money back and go buy that car.
I mean, seriously. Celebrities, shut your mouths. If you're going to be in violent movies, don't talk against gun control. You want to be in non-violent movies? Go work for Disney and then talk about gun control.
Or make lovey-dovey chick flicks, you know, and then you can talk about gun control.
Yeah.
So don't sit there and be an action hero or be in action movies and talk about violence.
Okay, and just back in the day, I mean, like with today's movies you have now with the blood and the gore and even the headshots they show in some of those movies. Let's go back to when movies were made. Let's say John Wayne, for example. John Wayne did not start using blood in his movies until the late 70s, after his last movie, The Shootist. That was it. Other than that, if you go back and watch any John Wayne movie from now until then, no blood. Yes, guys got shot, and there's that little white stain on the shirt, but yet that's it.
Most movies, when somebody got shot, they fell.
They always grabbed their chest in there, and they fell. Yeah,
you never saw the blood.
Right.
The blood was only for horror movies. And it was used for an effect, to get that visceral feeling out of somebody.
Right.
And even horror movies back in the day weren't actually that gory.
No, they weren't.
There's different. There's horror movies and then there's gore, which is out there right now, like Saw, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the remake, Friday the 13th, the remake.
The first Texas Chainsaw Massacre wasn't... It's like, okay, you saw him go in and you assumed he cut that person up. They never really showed him actually carving somebody up.
Right.
It was all left to your imagination.
Right.
Yeah, they may have showed the saw come down and maybe a little bit of blood come up.
And so the splat, right.
Yeah,
right.
Just to help your imagination think, oh, well, what did he do to her?
Right.
Well, now they'll show him saw somebody in half. And you're just like, I'm like...
Well, okay, Psycho. When the shower scene.
Chocolate syrup. That's all that is.
You saw the knife going up and down, but you never saw it make contact with the person. In another scene, she was defending herself.
Yes.
And then you saw
the blood. Chocolate syrup.
Okay. Chocolate syrup.
But you got in your mind, okay, oh, shoot, a knife can do that. Oh, wow.
Yeah. He stabbed her a lot.
It's like in today's movies, they use a lot of CGI.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. Headshots. Come on, let's be realistic about it. Everybody who's been in the military, who's ever shot a gun, knows that half those shots are stupid. Because you can't make them.
Oh, okay. Yeah. A lot of the shots in movies are... Well, my favorite is movies where guns don't run out of ammo. The never-ending, I want that gun. If you can find me a gun that I never have to reload, all I gotta do is prime it, and I'm ready to go forever. I want that gun.
I mean, that's a cheat code in video games, but not in real life.
Okay, here's an example. I don't know if you guys remember a few months ago they had a show where celebrities were competing with...
The military. Stars and Stripes.
Stars and Stripes.
Okay. Yeah, that was a good show.
Okay, Terry Crews. I like him as an actor. I think he's a funny guy.
Couldn't hit the broadside of a barn.
But yet in his movies...
He's a dead shot.
He's a dead shot. Okay, come on. Realistically, people... If celebrities are making shots like that on the movie screen, you know it's fake. Because obviously that show proved it. They can't hit the broadside of a barn.
Some of them were who was it? That one chick. She was a great shot. I forgot who it was now.
Which one? Layla, was it?
Oh, was it Layla?
Yeah, the WWE girl?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it was Eve.
Eve. She was a natural shot.
Which means she probably grew up around guns. Probably. She probably knows the proper gun control.
But I mean, and a lot of those celebrities said that doing that show, they got a great appreciation for what the military did because they don't know what the military goes through.
No,
they don't. All they saw were the movies, right. And the movies are not going to show the truth. I mean, it's like any movie out there that is based loosely on a true story. They dramatize it because anybody who was in that story goes, that's not how it happened.
Right.
And they're not going to tell the truth.
Just like with At the Valor, and then again, of course, with the new Zero Dark 30. Again, this is what media is showing. But the guys who are actually part of that, be like...
Actually, in Zero Dark 30, there's a couple people in that movie. They are really the guys that were there.
I remember that, yeah.
And that movie, because they wanted them in Act of Valor, but it was still when things were classified and they were just slowly getting stuff out,
right.
That those guys weren't in Act of Valor. That's why they're in Zero Dark 30, to keep it more truthful on what happened.
Hey, I don't know about you guys, but hey, man, Chuck Norris, he hit every shot.
Okay. movies that we grew up, our parents sat there, explained. We weren't allowed to see those movies.
Here's a prime example. Here's a problem for me. Okay, so growing up in a religious family, okay, and my mom and my grandparents for the longest time, what movie was it? Indiana Jones and Raiders of the Lost Ark always came on TV, or we watched it at family functions. The one part that I cannot watch as a kid, which I can watch fully as an adult now.
The opening of the Ark.
No.
When everybody melted?
No. Yes, when I can watch that, but I can't watch Duke getting sliced up by the prop on the plane.
But they don't show him getting sliced up.
I think it was just the fucking blood splatter on the thing. Yeah. But I'm like, seriously?
But your parents let you watch the melting?
Right. But I couldn't watch that part. Yeah. The melting part I really didn't mind because I'm being freaking out. I'm into the special effects of movies, so I know how it was all done. But then I was like, wow, that's it, really?
But for the longest time, growing up, we weren't allowed to see movies. Because parents would hear, oh, that's a violent movie. And if we did see them, you know, then our parents would be there with us. And then if they were good parents, they would explain things to us.
Okay, so with me... Like, I grew up watching movies, we're talking old school, with Cary Grant and Doris Day, Rock Hudson, freaking John Wayne, a lot of...
Now, that explains why you like the chick flicks, Mike. It's okay.
I'm sorry. No, but I mean, I couldn't see regular violent movies growing up as a kid. So, you know, and then as an adult, that's why mom was stopping me from watching with something like that. Like, that's it.
But that's because your mom gave a care.
Yeah.
Exactly.
She gave a shit.
Exactly.
I was allowed to watch military action movies because growing up a military kid.
Charles Bronson.
My dad would sit there and explain, okay, that's kind of how we do it. No, dude, that's completely fake. So everything that I saw was put into context.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you got great movie actors like Charles Bronson, Lee Van Cleef, George Peppard.
Yeah.
You know, all those people that came on the Dirty Dozen, the Delta Force movies, you know, all that stuff.
Donald Sutherland.
Yeah. You know, okay, those are great movies.
Those are fucking bitching movies.
Oh, yeah, they are bitching movies. But compared to today's movies, I'd rather watch some of those than some of the stuff that's out there today.
Right.
Why? Because today they overdo it. They overkill. Okay. I've been deployed multiple times. I've seen people get shot. I've seen people get blown up. And when I sit there and I watch a movie involving all that stuff, I turn it off. Why? Because it's so overdone. It's like, enough. All right, I understand. See, you know, the CGI, you want to get good ratings, whatever, but you know what? Keep it realistic.
Okay, let's go.
But then again, if it's ultra-realistic, then, like people's escape on blaming the movies is that, oh, it's so overdone. You know, that, oh, people should understand that this isn't real because how big everything is.
Okay, let's talk about that. So let's, I know some little kids, I think that are 9 and 7, that watch The Walking Dead with their parents. I mean,
honestly, I would let my kids watch that, but with me, even though my kids are a little young, but I would let them watch it with me, but I would also explain everything to them.
Right.
It's like, okay, me and my ex-wife, we're big horror buffs. I mean, we got married on Halloween. Our kids understand makeup and what's real and what's not because, A, they grew up with that. We right. explain things to them right. that this is makeup. Okay, I would let them watch it for the human drama that show truly
is. That's a cool part of it.
You know, to show how some people, and explain to them, yes, some people actually can act like that.
Well, look at people taking bath salts.
Yeah.
They're pretty much zombies.
Exactly. But then again, you don't have, I mean, it pretty much, my whole side of this rant comes down to ownership of what you do. And what your children do.
Take responsibility.
Exactly.
That's all we need to do.
Well, here's another
example. Stop passing the buck.
Here's another example. I'm going to go back to our state officials. A couple weeks ago, I read an article on Fox News and CNN. This is an article that didn't come out anywhere in the big news media, only online. We had a state senator from the wonderful state of Illinois. He's from Chicago. His name is State Senator Donnie Trotter. This retard is one of the biggest anti-gun senators around next to Dianne Feinstein. Guess what? This idiot going through one of the Chicago airports, going through TSA, they found a gun in his bag. And he thought because he was a senator, he was going to get off of it. And he said, oh, I forgot that was in there. Guess what? He got arrested.
Good. Thank you.
Good.
Now, is he going to get charged with anything? I don't know. He might use his diplomatic powers. But the point is, look, you're not above the law just because you're a public official. All right? You carry a gun through an airport, it doesn't matter if you're freaking Chuck Norris himself. You're going to get arrested.
Hey. Chuck Norris doesn't need a gun. He's that badass.
Whoa.
That's an understatement.
His beard is his gun.
That's true.
Him and that cowboy fucking hat, Walker, Texas, Ranger and shit.
And his chest hair. But yet, the one person Chuck Norris couldn't beat.
Bruce Lee.
Motherfucking Bruce Lee.
Oh, well, yeah, no
Bruce
joke.
Bruce Lee's a badass.
No
but
joke.
But they trained together, so I don't count.
Well, no. They afterwards, that like in Enter the Dragon, when they fought...
Oh, that was legit.
That was a legit fight because Chuck Norris was so upset that Bruce Lee was stealing all of his thunder.
Yeah, he was.
And saying how, you know, he thought he was a way better martial artist than Bruce Lee. He came in and when you see him throw that punch and hit Bruce Lee, he really hit Bruce Lee. And when Bruce Lee ripped off his chest hair, that's him really ripping off his chest hair.
But, you know.
My chest hair does hurt.
I'm a fan of both, but Chuck Norris is still alive.
That's because Bruce Lee is too much of a badass for this planet. He decided, I'm done.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, but death fears Chuck Norris.
No.
I think Chuck Norris fears death.
Exactly. Chuck Norris, I'm still alive. Because Chuck Norris knows that if he dies, he's got to go see Bruce Lee.
Yeah, right? And they're going to fight him.
And he's going to be like, damn, he still whooped my ass.
All right, well, guys, that's the end of the podcast. We're kind of a little early. We're going to do another one shortly. But, I just got to add on this note. How many of you guys watched that Kyle Corner's Gold on KPBS and that kind of stuff?
I watched PBS, but I didn't watch that.
I've heard of the show.
Well, freaking...
I know he passed away.
Yeah, he did. He passed away on Sunday night, so that just kind of sucks. I love that show. It's more about, like, local, you know, California history, which is really cool to watch. It's on podcasts, on iTunes, and it's also on their website at kylesgold.com. But anyway, I just want to say that. But, you guys, thanks for listening. This is episode number 3. We're going to do another one here, but definitely, if you have any anything you want to say regarding this topic.
Comments back on our
Please comment on the Facebook page.
Facebook page, Twitter, whatever.
Yeah, if you follow us on Twitter, I think one person follows his Twitter and he's here. So anyway, follow us on Twitter. If you have anything to say, you can talk to me and Bill on here, or you can just hit us up if you have our numbers, or you can message us on Facebook.
Yeah.
But definitely, man, this is Two Fat Guys Ranting signing off. So if again, definitely download our podcast, and we'll definitely see you guys out there. Later.
Peace.
See ya.